Welcome to the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Cross of The Happy Art Canton, and I'm here to help you show up as your best self while you're finding clients, working with the clients, and getting those testimonials to build your better business. We will be talking about everything you need to know when it comes to freelancing, whether you're a beginner or someone who has a few years under their belt. So let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 38 of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about content marketing as a freelancer. I am honestly shocked that I've never talked about this on the Ambitious Freelancer before 38. So we're excited to be talking about how to be an excellent content marketer and create content for your freelance business and utilize it to grow your business, because I think that a lot of people want to put out content, but they're not really necessarily ready for the other stuff that comes with content marketing, because it's a two-part thing. There's the content and then there's the marketing. So we're really going to be talking about the entire thing today. So we're going to be talking about what content marketing is, why it's important, different types of content marketing you can do, also what content marketing isn't, and all those things that you need to think about as you're doing content marketing for your business. I think it is a really important topic that we don't talk about enough, so I hope that you guys like today's episode, because I'm definitely going to like recording it. So I actually created a little outline for this episode, which is not like me at all, because normally I just like talk like off the cuff, and sometimes that's not always great. So for this episode, I really did want to make an outline for you guys. That way I knew what I was talking about and you guys know and can follow what I'm talking about. So the first thing we're going to be talking about is, what is content marketing? I think it's one of those things that we kind of know, like, oh, that's content marketing. And I really didn't look up I didn't look up a definition, but it's simple, you know, it's like the act of marketing your business through content. So the content you produce, we're going to talk about different types of content you can produce, but yeah, so it is deeper than that, obviously, because obviously marketing is like one of those words that's kind of big. I'm actually reading This Is Marketing by Seth Godin right now. Actually, I was reading it early. I'm trying to read like it for 30 minutes every single day in December, or at least until I finish that book and move on to another one. But it's a book that's been on my list for a while now. I've never really been that deep into what Seth does. I kind of know of him based on like the internet and everyone knowing of him, but I have yet to actually read deeply into a lot of his content. So I'm super pumped about this book I'm reading, and it might help you guys out too. It's on Amazon and like everywhere you get books. So marketing is one of those things, you know, it's really digging deep into what people want, why people would actually use your services, and then adding in content to that. So like bringing them things like articles and video and different things like that, that's going to help them and resonate with them and help them kind of understand who you are as a person. And then hopefully if they actually do need your services, they can reach out and be like, hey, can you create content for me, or can you do graphic design for me? And so I think we often think about content marketing when we're bloggers. So I'm a freelance writer, so content marketing for me is like, okay, that's a no-brainer. I write blogs, so it would make sense for me to put out content showing the kind of writing I can do. But I think that everyone benefits from content marketing, whether you're a graphic designer, a social media manager, you are a podcast, you know, you help people put together podcasts. Everyone can benefit from content marketing, not just writers, because there's so many different types of content that you can put out that can help your audience. So I really wanted to talk about that today, because I don't want you guys thinking that content marketing is just for writers, because it's not. Everyone benefits from it. And so why is content marketing so important? So one, it adds people to the top of your funnel. If you know like a typical sales funnel, you know that the top of your funnel is always the biggest part of your funnel, because there are going to be more lookers and like watchers than there are going to be buyers. And that's just something that's normal, you know? Further down the funnel you go, the less people there are. But if your top of your funnel is not big, then there's no way for the bottom of your funnel to work. So the more people you add to the top of your funnel who start to trust you and read your content and, you know, check out your website, the more likely or the better chance you have of converting some of those people into actual sales for your business. So if you're not bringing anyone to the top of your funnel, your bottom of your funnel is going to be dry too. So we're adding people to the top of our funnel by putting out content that they can consume and get to know us and get to like us and get to trust us. And then eventually some of those people, you know, just by setting up your site in a way that makes sense and having, you know, information about your services and what you do and who you help prominently displayed, some of those people who check out your content are going to drop down into like consideration phases, and then they're gonna stop into like actually purchasing your product phases, and hopefully they also become like really super fans of your content and start going into that phase where they are reaching out to other people and telling them about you. So doing that word of mouth marketing for you. And so that's like the very bottom of your funnel, and you're like, those are your people. So it also showcases your talents and knowledge. So if you're hiring a writer, you want them to be able to know how to write. If you're hiring a graphic designer, you want them to be able to like put together information about graphic design and be able to explain it to you in a way that makes sense. If you are hiring someone to edit your podcast, you want them to be able to tell you more about podcasting and help you understand everything that's going on. So that person creating some content around podcasting or graphic design or writing is going to help you trust that person way more. So it does showcase your talents and your knowledge when you do that. It also builds brand awareness. Same thing with like adding people to the top of your funnel. More people are going to understand you and know about you because of the content you put out there. And it's going to build people's knowledge of you. And building brand awareness is also great because it allows you to charge more, a better premium for the work that you do when more people know about you. So it's really important to build that brand awareness and to make a brand of your business, because that, like I said, is going to allow you to charge more money and be seen as more of a professional. And then also it helps with search engine optimization. The more content you put out there, the more consistent you are with that content, the better information you share, the more Google and other search engines reward you, and then you're at the top of those important keywords, and that allows you to connect with even more people who might want your services. Another thing is that it's basically a free way to bring in leads, because doing advertising is like cool and all, and it can be a way to garner leads, but just throwing money at the problem won't necessarily fix what you have going on. So when you're putting out this content, you're putting out this free information, it really does help bring in those leads, and it's a free way to do it. Like, all you're spending is time, and you're not putting in money, and some people don't have money and all you have is time. So if all you have is time and not the money, then definitely use that time to be putting out content and to be helping yourself in that way. Now let's talk about the different types of content marketing. Kind of teased at this a few times, because there are so many different types of content marketing out there, you guys. Obviously, blog posts are some of the most popular ways to do content marketing. It's probably the easiest way because it requires the least amount of energy and time on your part. There's not any like getting ready and like getting your hair all done, doing your nails, and really getting like makeup and all that good stuff. It's literally just sitting behind a computer and typing up some really great information and then promoting that information online. So obviously, blog articles, they're my wheelhouse. I love writing. It's definitely what I do most of the time when it comes to content marketing for Amanda Crossco. I don't usually tend to do other types of content marketing, although I have dabbled in a few different types. I think it's just like one of the easier ones to do. People always love reading stuff. It's easy. It's like you don't have to sit through a video that you might not have the ability to listen to. It's like super simple and it's right there in front of you and good. But it's not always the best way to go about certain things. Certain tasks that you want to accomplish might be better served in a different type of content marketing. So there are things like video, podcasts, you can do social media marketing, interviews, white papers and books, and also email marketing. That's a really big type of content marketing. If you're taking your email list seriously and really sending out these juicy, good emails, that can be a great way to do some marketing for your business, and it's putting out content. So I really want to highlight someone I think is really amazing at content marketing. She also has a podcast about freelancing. If you haven't listened to it, it's called the Freelance Friday Podcast. I listen to it every Friday. It's one of my favorites. Latasha James, she is the person behind James and Park Creative. I think that's what it's called, James and Park. And she is really amazing at content marketing. She does all kinds of content. talented. So she has her podcast. She also does a lot of videos on YouTube. That's where I found her, I'm pretty sure, when she was at Journey East. Now she just goes by the Latasha James on all her social media, but when I found her, she was going by Journey East. And she just did such an amazing job with content marketing and marketing her podcast, marketing her services. People are finding her from these informative videos she puts out on YouTube, and then they're going to check out her website, check out her services, and it's creating a funnel for her that she can use to attract more clients. So it's really important to think about the kind of content you're putting out as a freelancer, especially if you want to just kind of build that back burner in the back of people's minds. Oh, I think that the next freelancer I'm gonna work with is this person. So it's not necessarily something that's going to happen right away. It's not something that's gonna activate right away. It's something you should kind of put in the back burner of your mind, put to the side, schedule this stuff out so that over time people start to pick up on the content you promote and they start to pick up on what you can offer them as a freelancer. So while you're doing your regular work as a freelancer right now, you can start putting out content consistently and start like creating a space on your website for that content. I have a blog on Amanda Crossco. I am trying to start updating it more regularly. I kind of fell off this year, but recently I've been trying to put out more content, not only on Amanda Crossco, but also on LinkedIn. I literally just published last week a 1400 word article, or it was like 1000 to 1400 words. I can't remember the exact word counts, like 1200 words or something like that. It's a lot of words about a topic on my LinkedIn page. I did like a LinkedIn publishing article, and I also create content on Amanda Crossco. The Squarespace has a blog little page that you can like add like content. I don't really like it as a blogger, so like I have the Happy Hour Canton on WordPress, but for what it is on Amanda Crossco, it's not like my main page. It's not where people land on. So they actually land on a homepage, and then my blog just happens to be there, and it's something I try to update like every few weeks. I really kind of stalled, but like now that's my goal, is to update it every 2 weeks for the foreseeable future. I don't want to update it all the time. I don't need to update it multiple times a week. It's just like a really great piece of content every few weeks, and then between the time when that content goes live and, you know, during the time, I'm gonna just be publishing updates and telling people about it and utilizing it on LinkedIn and Twitter and my Instagram account and just really promoting that one piece of content. That's the goal. So now let's talk about what content marketing isn't, because I think it's really important that we spend a little bit of time talking about this. So content marketing isn't all content and no marketing. So when you put out a new piece of content, you gotta market it, because I don't want you guys getting on this spinning wheel of producing content without promoting the content, because that is a spinning beach ball of death, you guys. Like, it just spins and spins and spins. You'll never get off that hamster wheel of creating content, because there's always so much content to produce. So if you're just producing and not promoting, and you're not taking time to actually promote every piece of content that you put out there, what's the point? No one's gonna read it. No one's gonna see it. You're gonna be talking to crickets. So it's really important for you to promote everything you put out there. So how do you promote that content? Well, sending it to your email list if you have one. You can promote it on things like Reddit and Pinterest and Facebook and LinkedIn and stuff like that. Also, you can promote it using SEO. If you have a site, I encourage you to put it on Google Search Console so Google can start crawling your website and then eventually putting more of your work out there on the search engine results for pertinent information. So definitely just start marketing your content, sharing it with people who ask a similar question. So if you go on Reddit or you go on Quora or any of these places and people are asking questions about it, something you've already written a blog about, go and do that. And also don't let your old content die. You know, revamp it, go back through, visit it again when you have a little bit more information under your belt, and update all those old articles you've written so they're more timely and fresh and always consistently up to date. You know, checking for old links that have expired and really just going through and like zhuzhing it up a little bit and making it better over time, because it's your content. You can change it, you can update it, you can morph it, you can make it better, especially for things like written content. With podcasts, it's a little bit harder to go back through and like revamp it, but you know, you can if you wanted to. And the same thing with videos, you can if you wanted to. Definitely written content is a lot easier to revamp, but any content can be revamped if you really wanted it to be. Now I want you to also think about conversion. So how can you convert readers into paying customers? So one of the biggest things you have to understand about with, you know, taking readers and turning those people into actual paying customers is the flow of your website and also, you know, how much they're getting to know you through each post. So there's a saying that, you know, you need 7 interactions with a brand to decide if you want to pay for something. And I think that that can be changed depending, and it can also change for the worse depending on how much something is. So like my packages are not cheap on demand at Costco. I mean, they're cheaper than some people's packages, but they're not low level packages. So I might need to work a little harder on helping people know, like, and trust me and helping people understand the value of what I offer them. And so that's something I'm always working on, something I'm always tweaking and changing and getting better at over time, and something I have to work on. I think we all work on it, though. It's not just something we, you know, set and forget. It's something that, you know, you always have to think about. Like, how can I convert more of these readers into paying customers? And if these readers are going to the Hire Me page, why are they not contacting me? Are they confused? Is this confusing? Is this overwhelming? How can I update this and change this and make it better for them? So it's all about thinking about those conversions and then changing things and making things better. And also something to consider as a freelancer that I don't think freelancers tend to think about, because we want to work on services. We usually have a service that we're offering someone, so we're like, okay, I'm thinking in terms of services. But you also might want to create some kind of low value offer that your clients can participate in. So what do I mean by that? So creating a low value offer, like a video or a printable or a course, that prompts people into working with you for cash, even if they can't afford to hire you for your one-on-one services, or they don't need your one-on-one services. You can come up with so many different types of passive income. They're going to help you grow with your audience and help them kind of invest in you, even if they can't get your one-on-one service. So as a freelancer or as a service provider, we're so used to just having services. But I think one thing we do have to focus on is how can we kind of expand that a little bit, kind of take it apart a little, and use the people who are going to our site anyway and making more money off of them. So you don't necessarily need to work with everyone who comes on your site one-on-one. Some of those people can be, you know, courses you offer. Some of those people can connect with you on like a video you offer for pay, like a webinar recording or something like that. Some people might want like a printable from you or a journal from you. Like, there are so many different ways that they can work with you that aren't related to your services, like content marketing or, you know, podcast production. So for example, if you help people with podcast production and, you know, branding their podcast or what have you, maybe you can also offer them like a free printable that helps them, or even a paid printable that helps them with that entire process of branding and, you know, podcast production. Because I think a lot of people consider that, oh, if I offer this free or paid low price product, then people won't want to hire me for my like big services. But what you'll find usually is that some people just don't want to do it. They want to know what you know. They kind of want to know like how you work, but they don't necessarily want to brand their own podcast or, you know, write their own podcast show notes. They just want to know how to do it and then how you do it. And then maybe they'll be like, okay, this, I don't like this. This kind of sucks. This isn't something I want to do every single week. I'm going to farm this off to this person because she told me about her services. And so now I'm like, yeah, I just want to hire this out. Here you go. Take my money. Please take my money and go write these show notes because I don't want to do that. So it's just something to think about. Like, how can you offer those like lower versions of working with you so they can get a taste of what it's like to work with you and what it's like to pick your brain without taking the time to pick your brain with like 20 different people every week and like wasting time getting all these coffee dates and like not being paid? Like, just offer something, a low value offer for them so they can get it, use it, and then get off your back for a little bit until they're ready to actually make a significant purchase with you of, you know, your service fee. So I hope that today's episode was really helpful for you. Thinking about content marketing as a freelancer, it's something that's going to be my goal in 2020 is to really work on my content marketing. And I'm starting that in 2019 and this year, like at the tail end of this year, so that I can, you know, go into 2020 excited and ready to roll and excited to create more content for my audience and create more consistent content. Like I said, I'm not gonna go crazy here. I think I'm gonna publish like 2 posts a month. For me, that's just enough to be able to create the content, have time to create content, have time to put it out there, have time to just really dig into each content piece and make sure it gets its due diligence, its due marketing effort. That's about it for today's episode, and definitely let me know in the group if you are thinking about doing more content marketing and what your strategy is going to be like. Are you going to write blogs? Are you going to do a podcast for potential clients? Are you going to create videos? Like, what is it that you want to do for your clients in 2020? Let me know. Bye! Thank you so much for listening to the Ambitious Freelancer podcast. I'm so excited that we got to hang out today. If you want to hang out between uploads, check out thehappyartcanton.com/ambitious freelancers. There you will find more support and advice as you grow your freelance business and connect with other listeners of the podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the group, and I will talk to you in a few days with some more great advice.